to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and Jessica is not joining me in the studio. She just had a lovely baby girl, so she's out this week, but she'll be back next week, hopefully. But as usual, it's that time of the month. We're having our Gampy special, and we got Larry Green joining me as co-host in the studio. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Kevin.
So what's going on in your world?
Oh, my gosh. 2014 has arrived, and 2013's gone. It's busy, busy. Great break for the holidays, and Happy New Year, and hope you had a good holiday.
I had a great holiday.
And happy to be back on here. Green Worldwide Train Station's keeping me busy 24/7.
Definitely.
Along with the family, of course. And but it's right now, January is starting off to be a very, very busy year. Don't let anyone tell you the economy's tanking.
So did you guys reach all your goals and stuff with Gampy in 2013?
You know what? We had a pretty good year. Picked up some new annual sponsors and had some great events. We talked about them last time we were here. And brought in the troops to tell you all about 2014. And because we have in with us today Monica Compton, who is our VP of Strategic Events for Gampy, who, and for those of you not sure, Gampy is the Georgia chapter of Meeting Professionals International. And we have Felisa Newberry, who is, I think, never been on the board since it began. And she is our VP of Education. And she's going to be here today to tell us all about what's going on in the educational world of Gampy.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let Monica we're going to start with Monica first today. It's her first time in the studio. The rest of us are veterans. Welcome, Monica.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for coming to the show. Well, before we get started and go into Gampy a little bit, tell us a little bit about Pinnacle Productions, the company you work for.
Pinnacle is my company. I started it in 2001. We coordinate corporate meetings around the world. We specialize in international destinations. And we also have a marketing arm. We develop return on investment analysis plans for our clients so they can see the ROI of their program. And we also have a writing arm. We have journalists on our team who do professional writing in the travel space, destination guides, as well as for meeting planning magazines, executive profiles, et cetera.
So you guys basically do it all. Just everything Pretty you're much. Interested in, you're like, all right, we're going to get an arm in there.
We can do it, yeah.
So how did you start off? How did you finally break away and say, you know what, I'm going to do this myself?
Yeah, well, I had started out actually in the concert production industry and kind of just moved into corporate events from there and just realized I could do it on my own. I developed enough contacts, traveled to enough countries, and that's really the most important thing, leveraging those strategic partners around the world. And been doing it on my own now for 12 years, so
I'm wow.
very happy.
12 yeah. years, you're still going strong. Yep. Everything's going good. You've been yep. through the ups and downs in the industry.
Yeah, some people thought I was a little crazy because I started the business right after September 11th, and that was obviously kind of shaky time, but happy to say I've always been able to fill niches in different companies' space, whether that be marketing or meeting planning, and it's been a great 12 years.
Well, over the 12-year span, I'm sure you've seen a lot of different changes in technology and different changes in the industry. How do you guys really adapt and embrace those?
Yeah, that's a good question because technology is heavily, heavily used in our industry. We get a lot of training. We work with a lot of great partners who develop certain applications, registration sites, mobile applications, and mostly going to industry conferences such as MPI. There are certain sessions on technology, so we constantly train our people. I make sure I get training, and when we're certified, so we need to do that for our education as well.
You make sure they don't make any embarrassing tweets or anything?
Oh, no. Not allowed.
So you own your own company. How did you get involved with Gampy? Did you join? Were you a member before you got more of a leadership position? And how's that helped your company? Or
Yeah, I started as a member. One of my mentors who kind of helped me in my career suggested that I join MPI, and she was a very senior planner and said to me, you have to get involved. You can't just pay your membership and you're not going to get anything out of it. So because of my writing ability, I started in the communications. I was on the communications committee back when we had paper publications. Now most everything's online. And started as an editor there and then just worked my way up to the board of directors.
All right. Well, you just mentioned having a mentor. How is imperative to start your own company and grow in the business is having a mentor?
Very imperative. And I think for me, I was lucky because I had a male mentor and a female mentor. And believe it or not, there is a difference.
It's like having a board of directors.
Yeah. Yeah. And in business, I mean, there can be a difference. And so the male mentor actually started his own business, became very successful in the concert industry, and I worked for him for many years and kind of learned the business from the ground up. And then the female mentor, I was already on my way, but she sort of helped me perfect my skills in the corporate realm. So it doesn't matter how senior you are or how long you've been in the business, I think everyone should have a mentor that they can go to for advice, especially if you have a smaller company and maybe you don't have partners or other people that you can go to.
Okay. So let's talk about your role right now in MPI. What do you do and how are you helping out the organization?
As VP of Strategic Events, I have two great directors that we make a team of three plus committee members. And we have, this year, I guess we have 4 to 5 main events that we're working on. And it starts in April and it goes really through to the fall. And we have a separate committee for each event that we manage.
Okay. So do you get, what's the thought process? How do you guys decide and whittle down to what events you're going to have, what speakers, what's the purpose of the event? How do you guys decide that?
Well, I guess out of the 5 events, 4 of them we've been doing for years and they've proven a successful model. However, we look at them every year and see what we can improve. There's that return on investment analysis. You know, how did we come out on attendance, revenue, sponsorship, et cetera? We developed a new event this year and we're working with, it's called Eventoract, and we are working, it's a total of 11 industry associations, including GAMPI, which is just phenomenal that we could bring all these industries together to partner with us for this event. It's April 23rd through the 24th at America's Mart. And it's pretty senior level education for our industry. And as far as picking speakers, we're actually inviting each of the 11 organizations to come up with a topic in their realm and provide a speaker.
Okay, that's really cool. So they can speak sort of about whatever they want to, but it's something they're passionate about. So
right, and has to do with their particular focus.
In the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the huge benefit? These events, I know they're great, but for people that aren't members, what's the benefit of joining up, becoming a member of GAMPI, and going to these events?
The two biggest things are education and making contacts through networking. If you're on the supplier side, you'll meet planners who could possibly purchase your service, or if you're a hotelier, book your hotel. And if you're on the planner side, you want to meet these vendors and suppliers that you can partner with, as well as other planners that you can learn from. And if you're having a challenge, you can talk to your colleagues and figure things out. So the networking's great. The education is imperative, especially in technology, because it changes literally every day.
Yeah. So does it help people also keep up? I know there's a lot of trends in your industry that are up and down, and does it help people keep in track with those too?
It does. You know, some of them really do go pretty quickly. They could be a trend that it's the trend of the year. Others are just kind of constants that as a planner, you're constantly paying attention to, whether it be a logistical or a strategic plan.
So what trends are you seeing for 2014 so far? I know we had the Gatsby trend that's finally fizzling out. Was at the end of 2013?
Oh, it was a theme. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, as far as the corporate meetings, this is a trend that's not as new, but I see people focusing on it more as a hybrid meeting where they're having the in-person meeting, but then they're also streaming it. to other offices, to attendees who can't be there in person. So it's almost like the webinar concept combined with a live event. And it's a greater way to produce revenue, get exposure and education for the people who can't be there in person.
Okay, so it's adding that interactive element that you normally miss when you're doing watching a pre-recorded webinar or something.
Right.
So you can actually talk
live.
So it's live. If I was doing it, I could ask a question to the presenter and they would be able to answer that question.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah. So what are you guys looking more for in these events? Do you need more sponsors? Do you need more people to sign up and come to the events?
Sorry, we're
yes.
We're all three of us are laughing about the not that it's, you know, as a nonprofit, which we are, the way we survive is through sponsorship, obviously membership dues. And then people coming to our events, because there are separate fees for that, and that all goes to our organization to put on the events, and basically to survive as an organization. So, you know, partnership with local organizations as well as companies outside of the Southeast is very important.
And what's the benefit of the sponsors? What do they get out of it? I know they get in front of everyone in the industry.
Yeah, they get a lot of exposure. You know, they'll get their logo. They'll get to do, you know, maybe a live presentation where they might introduce the lead speaker. They might do a giveaway of a one-night stay at their hotel, which they're actually getting a planner to their hotel who may have never been there and could book a group there.
Very cool. So I have to imagine your job is pressure felt. You're designing events for people that design events. So how is that?
It's all about a timeline. I mean, that's the way we keep organized. There's so many deadlines, whether it be the advertising, getting social media out, whether it be traditional advertising, buying print ads. I'm working with a client to market a series of 7 events. It's all about the deadlines.
All right. Well, how do our listeners reach out if they're a sponsor, if they want to sign up for GAMPI and be part of these events? And do you need to be a member to be part of these events, or can a member bring someone that's not a member along?
Yes. There is a guest rate. You have to be a guest of an MPI member. But we welcome non-members because we're hoping to recruit them to become a member.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So when's the next event coming up, and how do people sign up for it?
So that's EventRact, April 23rd and 24th at America's Mart. It also includes The Gathering, which is a beautiful evening event with partial proceeds going to the Atlanta Community Food Bank. We do that every year. Again, it's high senior level education with 11 organizations participating. And to register, you can go to www.gampi.org and look up events, and they're all listed there.
Oh, interesting fact. You're sitting in the chair that the founder was sitting in last week when he was on the air.
So, oh, great.
You know, and one of the things, it doesn't happen that often that we actually get this many organizations to participate together, which is, for the industry, hospitality industry, is a milestone to some degree. So we're really excited about that for the first time that GAMPI has brought that together. So Monica and her group has just done a phenomenal job getting this all together, because when you're organizing so many organizations, it's not easy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on and informing us about all these great events coming up and about GAMPI.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Well, next up on Meeting Pros, we have Felicia Newberry. She is no stranger to the Business Radio X mic. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to have me.
So before we get into what you do at GAMPI, let's, for our listeners that weren't listening in last time, what does Magnum Companies do?
We're production, lighting, and sound. And we're a little bit different than most of the AV world, as we do installations, we do retail, we probably have the largest rental inventory, and we've also been around since 1980, so if we're not the oldest, we're at least one of the oldest production companies in the Southeast.
You've been around, you fixed all the mistakes, got rid of all the scar tissue, and you guys do it right now.
I just like to say, you know, when it matters, you call Magnum.
Exactly. And you guys deal with any size company that needs to rent out any equipment, right?
We do. I mean, we have, you know, the individual that's having a party at their house that wants to rent a mirror ball and fog machine to national companies that are driving the big rigs through town and need to pick up extra gear, they call us.
I should have called you last week and had my housewarming party. So.
See, there you
fog
go.
Fog machine would have made
you
it
You could have had a fog machine, you know, a couple of gobos. It would be great.
So what's new with you guys? I know you guys have been trucking along. You guys are always very successful. But you guys anything new plans for 2014?
We're always, you know, moving forward. 2013 was huge. We had a lot of really good events. The last time we talked about ASAE, which was really great for the city. But just like Monica said, technology is just tremendous, and being able to bring that to people, it's really interesting. Again, the Interact, not only do, you know, people can watch a meeting remotely, social media is huge. We did a huge Twitter wall for the SEC, so people can actually join the event. They can tweet, and they can see their tweets up on the Georgia World Congress Center.
Wow.
So it's really, and then I was just at the special event last week in Nashville, and another thing that you can tweet a photo and it prints at your event. So, I mean, there's just so many things that meetings are, everyone said, oh, everybody's going to do remote meetings and nobody's going to show up in person. That's, I just disagree totally. I think meetings are more involved, and even when you're there, you can do the social media and reach out worldwide.
So you guys have really embraced technology, and you guys seem like you're sort of leaders on the forefront of it. I mean, being able to...
We, you know, Magnum, like I said, we've been around 34 years, so we've seen a lot of trends come and go, but I like to say, you know, we were one of the first ones to embrace the automated lighting technology, which was years ago, and wireless LEDs were the first ones in Atlanta to have it. And we just like to stay on the forefront, because if you don't, it just passes you by. We're the first ones in Atlanta to have LED LECOs in our rental inventory. And because we rent to everyone, we need to be top of the line, latest equipment, because people are looking for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've talked to other people in the industry, and a lot of people thought that was going to be a fad, too, the wireless LED lights and all that. So embracing that, that is brave to be the first one.
It's interesting because it's wireless and LED, a lot of people, you know, you can come and rent and set it up yourself. So it takes a lot out from the production companies because you have people that can do it themselves. But like I say, when it matters, you're going to come to me, because it's not just about an LED. And not all LEDs are the same, and you don't use them in every application.
Definitely. So if people want to have great events, come rent from you. They can have Twitter walls. They can print out twit pics, all that kind of stuff.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Yeah. That sounds great. I'm going to go there for my next party, definitely.
Perfect.
So tell me what you're doing over at GAMPI. You're educating people, right? You're an educator.
I'm trying to educate people. I'm VP of Education, and just like Monica, I have two great directors and committees that work together to put programs together basically once a month. December was wonderful. If you missed it, we had wine tasting, and the best part about the wine tasting is you get credit towards your CMP certification.
Did you have to, like, educate people on the wines and what
we did the whole thing? You get to learn how to taste wine, how to present wine, how to hold wine, just all about wine.
Okay.
So it was lots of fun. And that's the thing. I try as VP to bring different things that you wouldn't see. Cause like you said, all these people, they plan events. So yeah, they want to see what's new. January, next week, next Tuesday, if you haven't registered already, at the Georgian Terrace, we have Tom Singer, which is a national speaker. He is so wonderful. And I encourage you, if you have salespeople or people that go to networking events or just people, you should have them come to this event. He's a wonderful speaker. And it really changes your perception on how to grow your network and how to network at events. I mean, it's just really, he's really wonderful. I can't say enough. And I hope I see a lot of folks there.
So it seems like you get to have a huge learning schedule, like a huge range from wine tastings to helping with sales. How do you put these programs together? How do you guys decide what you're going to teach people over the year?
Well, we try to do surveys at every event, and we ask our members, what are they looking for? And like I said, I always want to put new things together that people haven't seen. One of the interesting topics that we have for February that's going to be at the Fox is human trafficking. And a lot of people as planners don't realize this is going on, and it's how to spot it, what to do, and just things that you wouldn't normally think of. And it's very important, especially, you know, in our industry, these kind of things are happening and you need to be aware.
Really? In your industry? Can you go into that further or?
Well, you'll just have to come to our event in February.
I know that's a huge problem in Georgia that people like to ignore, so the human trafficking.
It's international, actually, yeah. And it's more widespread than you would think.
Exactly. So you guys are helping with the awareness there. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, GAMPI, we're all about education. Education first. We always like to have fun. That's the wine. But we want to educate our members. A lot of our members are going for their CMPs, so they want to earn CEU credit. So we make most of our educational events, they can earn CEUs. And just like Monica says, it's great to learn what's out there, build your network, and, you know, just kind of take it easy and be amongst your peers.
So what you're telling me is you're building programs that are fun, educational, and you also get credit towards your certifications that everyone's doing.
It's a win-win. Yeah, it's a win-win.
Sounds like a no-brainer. So what other events do you guys have coming up? All the ones you told me about are interesting. Are those under wraps? Is that the secret curtain?
No, basically education, we have something just about every month. Thank you, Larry. So it's the third Tuesday of every month. And usually it's a luncheon. Sometimes we have the wine tasting was evening. I know upcoming in June, we have the Phoenix Awards. Monica can talk a little bit more about that.
Definitely.
But for the education portion of that, we're going to do a what not to wear kind of thing with incorporating
that.
The Phoenix Awards, which is usually cocktail attire. But it always impresses me what people pick to wear.
If you need a model for what not to wear, just
do you want?
Me.
I'll
model the stuff not to wear. My girlfriend's telling me all the time that I can't wear this or that. So.
Are you expensive?
I'm not at all. I'm cheap. Okay. If you got good food, I'm there. So
yeah, I mean, all of these events, especially the monthly programs, next week at Georgian Terrace. We always try to have great venues as well. Georgian Terrace is
beautiful.
A beautiful space. It's been around forever. And they really showcase when they have a luncheon their food, what they have available. And it's just always fabulous to attend. February is going to be the Fox. A little plug for Magnum. We just did the renovation of the Fox. And if you haven't been there in the past year, you really need to go because it's just gorgeous.
I'm going in February to go see Book of Mormon. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you were there before, it looks very similar, but everything is brighter and more defined, and it's just beautiful. And we'll be at the Fox Gampi in February. And in March, we're at 200 Peachtree. So we always try to get great venues, and it's a good way to sponsor again. So if you're a planner and you've never been to the Fox, you see what they have to offer.
And if I'm correct, I believe our January, February, and March luncheons are sponsored. We have sponsors. So if people are thinking about sponsoring, you really want to get in.
Before it's too late.
Because we do get backed up and filled up. And sometimes it could be a year before you can
end up getting to this. High demand, limited space. Listen to that, all you sponsors. So high demand, limited space. All right, so if our listeners want to reach out, one, and they want to rent equipment, give those contact details, and also let's replug GAMPI's website so they know how to look at all these upcoming events.
If you want to get in touch with Magnum, it's magnumco.com, magnumco.com. On Twitter, it's themagnumco.com. And my information, it's Felisa Newberry. I have Twitter, Facebook. Not a website, but LinkedIn. And I can hook you up to any of those things. besides Magnum Education for GAMPI as well. And all of our GAMPI events, GAMPI.org, and just sign up and they'll start giving you newsletters, reconnect, and emails to tell you when our events are coming up.
All right. Well, I want to talk about the Phoenix Awards now. You brought them up. I'm curious. Monica, lay it on us.
So this event was actually started by GAMPI a few years ago, and it's become our industry's award ceremony.
Very cool.
We present it's the GAMPI chapters awards for there's best planner of the year, supplier of the year, sponsor of the year. So it's a very exciting event. It's a fun evening. There's always great entertainment, music, and then we do an after party with usually a DJ, dancing, more music, great food. Last year, to give you an example, we were at the aquarium. So it was a beautiful venue. And so we, just like Felisa said about the education, where it's a different venue each month, same thing with the Phoenix Awards, a different venue each year.
Well, we might have to come broadcast live there. So
that would be great.
Before a different award ceremony.
Absolutely. You guys definitely being involved and having us on the show, really, I think our exposure has increased dramatically since we've started this. And we really thank you guys for that.
No problem. Well, when Jessica's back, we're also going to broadcast from one of your limos because you have Wi-Fi. So I think that'd be awesome.
We do. We actually now have not only Wi-Fi, but we've actually just updated the entire fleet with brand new vehicles.
Twitter walls, right? You got Twitter walls.
We got everything you need. But for GAMPI, with all these events coming up, one thing I want to mention out to the GAMPI Nation is that we actually have 11 tents due for the new board coming up, which are actually due this Friday, the 17th, mm-hmm. for those leaders within GAMPI who want to kind of take their leadership to a new level, is to apply to the GAMPI board to join and to do what these ladies are doing, connecting people, getting education to the planners. And it really is a personal gain, I think, for anyone who joins it.
And also about leadership, we have Leadership Day for GAMPI January 31st at the Hyatt. So if you're on a committee, if you're interested in a committee, if you're interested in the board, anything GAMPI, go to the website and register.
And that's the Hyatt Atlanta Midtown off of 10th Street. So. So we're excited. We have a lot going on at GAMPI. We have the most fantastic volunteers, we are really looking forward to 2014.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like when you have people like this in your corner, it makes your job easy, doesn't it?
We can't go wrong. Are you kidding? We have more experience on this board than you can imagine. Probably, I would say, 200 plus years of experience combined on this board.
Definitely. Well, thank you guys all for coming on and updating us about 2014. It's been delightful. I can't wait till next month so we can have you back on, Larry.
We are excited. I will have a whole new regiment of troops and for different areas, and because we're trying to kind of divide up where each area is able to tell about what they're doing.
Definitely. And Jessica should be back in action by then.
We can't wait to see the pictures.
Give her congratulations.
I will. Mm-hmm. Her baby is adorable.
Jessica,
sure.
Congratulations. Yeah. I know you're listening.
Well, we miss you, Jess, so next month. Well, this is Kevin Finn for GAMPI and all our guests today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.